Leaping lizards, Wilkins, folks, after all that's happened to Annie since 1977, 39 years ago, it's difficult to think of her as either little or an orphan. Maybe we could think about helping her out by getting her a new dress. She's been wearing the same little red dress for 92 years, but in spite of it, Annie is a big hit. She's no typical little orphan Annie. She's been a hit as a comic strip, a radio show, a movie, and most of all, a Broadway show. There may be those of us who heard enough of that song Tomorrow a few hundred times too many. But still, after all the serious talk on today's shows, we know with that song that the sun is going to come out tomorrow, because if Annie sings it, it must be true. She alone has made us aware that there might be a Daddy Warbucks in all our lives. Maybe, possibly, but maybe not. Anyway, Annie is back at Chrysler Hall in Norfolk with the national tour. And if you haven't had enough of it, and if you're young enough to think tomorrow is a new song, then it's a show for you. After all, there is a song to counteract tomorrow called It's a Hard Knock Life.
It's a hard knock life for us.
That's more realistic. We also have the New Deal. We have Franklin D. Roosevelt, Something for the Adults. Now, I'm here to tell you, it was not always such a sure thing that Annie was going to be a hit. Quite to the contrary, it got bad reviews in Washington when it opened before New York. I know what I'm talking about. I had lunch with the guy who wrote the music on the afternoon before Annie was going to open on Broadway that night. And believe it or not, Charles Strauss was not such a happy camper that day. All in all, he would rather have written a symphony that he wanted the Virginia Symphony to play. But he said to me, you know, that song is pretty dumb. I said, Charles, you're going to have to hire people for the rest of your life just to count the royalties for that song. You think so? He said, as he took another sip of a Bloody Mary. The song is insipid. Sure, I wrote it, but maybe it's good that no one listens to it anyway. They're all looking at that little girl. And if they aren't looking at her, everyone is paying no attention to the song because they're looking at that darn dog. He's talking about Sandy, Annie's faithful dog who has been with her in one form or another. According to Charles, when the dog comes out on the stage, they all ooh and they ah, and I mean, he just walks on the stage and they all surrender. She could be singing Happy Birthday. Years later, after the show's opening, the whole world is still singing Tomorrow. Charles won a Tony and a Grammy, and indeed, the royalties haven't stopped. But here's news for you. Sandy, little orphan Annie's dog, will be played by Sonny, who was discovered in an animal shelter in Houston, Texas, and is now into his third year in the show, including a run in the last Broadway revival and on tour. As for Charles Strauss, he's 88 years old and he's still counting the money. He still, though, would like the Virginia Symphony to play his symphony. That would be his biggest hit. So Annie is back, and Tomorrow is back. That's a little visit in Mal's world, a very little visit, but just think how rough it is for me. I have to live in Mal's world all the time. All right, we'll see you. Bye.